Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Literature and Spirituality Podcast number 42. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Literature is defined as imaginative or creative writing, especially of recognized artistic value. Spirituality is defined as the quality or state of being concerned with religion or religious matters. The purpose of this podcast is to examine how these two subjects intersect with one another and how they relate to our lives. Our passage from the Word of God today for this podcast is Romans 15:4, which reads, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Our quote today is from Connie Willis. She said, "Literature is the people who went before us, tapping out messages from the past, from beyond the grave, trying to tell us about life and death. Listen to them." In this episode of Literature and Spirituality, we are reading the Confessions of St. Augustine. This is part 6 of book 1. St. Augustine goes on to say, "And yet I sinned herein, O Lord God, the Creator and Disposer of all things in nature. Of sin, the Disposer only, O Lord my God, I sinned in transgressing the commands of my parents and those of my masters. For what they, with whatever motive, would have me learn, I might afterwards have put to good use. For I disobeyed not from a better choice, but from love of play, loving the pride of victory in my contests, and to have my ears tickled with lying fables, that they might itch the more, the same curiosity flashing from my eyes more and more for the shows and games of my elders. Yet those who give these shows are in such esteem that almost all wish the same for their children, and yet are very willing that they should be beaten. If those very games detain them from the studies whereby they would have them attain to be the givers of them, look with pity, Lord, on these things, and deliver us who call upon thee now. Deliver those too who call not on thee yet, that they may call on thee, and thou mayest deliver them." As a boy, then, I had already heard of an eternal life promised us through the humility of the Lord our God, stooping to our pride, and even from the womb of my mother, who greatly hoped in thee, I was sealed with the mark of his cross and salted with his salt. Thou sawest, Lord, how while yet a boy, being seized on a time with sudden oppression of the stomach, and like near to death, thou sawest, my God, for thou wert my keeper, with what eagerness and what faith I sought from the pious care of my mother and thy church, the mother of us all, the baptism of thy Christ, my God and Lord. Whereupon the mother of my flesh, being much troubled, since with a heart pure in thy faith, she even more lovingly travailed in birth of my salvation, would in eager haste have provided for my consecration and cleansing by the health-giving sacraments, confessing thee, Lord Jesus, for the remission of sins, unless I had suddenly recovered. And so, as if I must needs be again polluted, should I live, my cleansing was deferred, because the defilements of sin would, after that washing, bring greater and more perilous guilt. I then already believed, and my mother and the whole household, except my father, yet did not he prevail over the power of my mother's piety in me, that as he did not yet believe, so neither should I. For it was her earnest care that thou, my God, rather than he, shouldest be my father, and in this thou didst aid her to prevail over her husband, whom she, the better, obeyed therein, also obeying thee, who hast so commanded. I beseech thee, my God, I would fain now, if so thou willest, for what purpose my baptism was then deferred. Was it for my good that the rain was laid loose, as it were, upon me, for me to sin, or was it not laid loose? If not, why does it still echo in our ears on all sides? Let him alone, let him do as he will, for he is not yet baptized. But as to bodily health, no one says, let him be worse wounded, for he is not yet healed. How much better, then, had I been at once healed, and then by my friends and my own, my soul's recovered health had been kept safe in thy keeping, who gavest it. Better truly. But how many and great waves of temptation seemed to hang over me after my boyhood. These my mother foresaw, and preferred to expose to them the clay whence I might afterwards be molded, than the very cast when made. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue reading the Confessions of St. Augustine in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to always read your holy word first. And then, Lord, help us to learn from others who have had great experience with you, so that we will not repeat their failures, and that we will do the good things that they learned from you and your holy word. For your glory, praise, and honor, for the salvation of the lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, influential English writer, poet, and Professor J.R.R. Tolkien said, "There is a place called heaven where the good here unfinished is completed, and where the stories unwritten and the hopes unfulfilled are continued. If you wish to go to this place called heaven one day, let me show you how you can do that. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws at some point in your life, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.